This week's Torah Week has been sponsored by family Luckner and Schreiber, Lichvot Simchas HaNisoyin Shel Gabi Luckner and Racheli Schreiber. Chof Zayin Adar, 14th of March, Rabbi Michal Inglis, Mitzvah Sasero.
Speaking, start your day the Torah way. It's truly an honor to speak here. There's a concept in Hilchos Bishul that when a person takes a food and they heat it up, and then they allow it to cool down, and then they reheat it, the second time round, the metzias is that it cooks quicker. And you can try it. You can take a block of butter, heat it up, and then allow it to cool down and congeal, and then reheat it the second time. And it will the cooking process will be quicker. Says the Ran in Drosh Saran, this is Pshat, the Nisan, Asid in Nigoyel. In the month of Nisan, the future Gula will come about. Why? Since there was already one Gula, Yetzias Mitzrayim, which took place in the month of Nisan, therefore the second Gula will be easier for it to take place. And in a similar vein, Chazal came along and told us, Shloshim Yom Koidim Lachag, the 30-day time span before Yom Tov, one speaks about the mitzvahs of the Yom Tov. Kadeda, when one comes to perform the mitzvahs, it's already ingrained in a person. And therefore, when it comes to actually perform it, carry it out, it's an easier process to allow the mitzvah to be mashpia on the person. So I'd like to speak about one of the beautiful mitzvahs of Leila Seda, a mitzvah that represents the chayrus of the Yom Tov, which is the mitzvah of Heseba, of leaning. The Gemara Psochim Kuches Omdanov says as follows: Itma, matzah tzricha seiva. When a person eats matzah, they need to lean. Moro, when a person eats moro, ein tzricha seiva. A person doesn't lean. Yain, when it comes to drinking the arba kaisis, itma mishmei dev nachman tzricha seiva, veitma mishmei dev nachman ein tzricha seiva. Matzah, the Gemara says clearly, when eating matzah, a person has to lean. Moro, one doesn't even eat moro. When drinking arba kaisis, we have a contradiction. They said over the name of Nachman that a person needs to lean. And they said over the name of Nachman that a person doesn't need to lean. Says the Gemara, it's not a machlekes. Loi pligi. Ho betarati kosi kamoi. Ho betarati kosi basroi. One statement was referring to the first two kaisis. And one statement was referring to the last two kaisis. The problem is, the Gemara is not sure which statement is referring to the first two, and which statement is referring to the last two. Do I need to lean for the first two kaisers, or do I need to lean for the last two kaisers? And the Gemara brings a svara for the first two kaisers, that's where the geula started. Therefore, those should be the kaisers that a person should lean. And the Gemara says a svara for the last two kaisers. In the beginning, we are avodim. When you finally come to cup number three and number four, that's where we're actually b'nei chayrin. The Gemara says, therefore, hashta to kohavet. Since I'm not sure what it's referring to, both the first two cases and the last two cases, one needs to lean for. Therefore, matzah, you eat matzah, we need to lean. Moro, we eat moro, we don't lean. Arba cases, since we're not sure whether Nachman is referring to the first two cases or the last two cases, we perform the mitzvah seva by all arba cases. Ask the Ran a straightforward question. We have a klal, whenever a person has a sofik in a doraisa, one goes lechumra. When a person has a sofik by a drabonon, one goes kula. Heseva is a mitzvah drabonon. So how can the Gemara say, well, I'm not sure whether it refers to the first two cases or the last two cases, therefore you have to lean for all four cases. It's a sofik drabonon, you go lechumra. So why am I leaning for all four cases?
What should you do?
Answers the round, two turetzim. Turetz number one is, you're right. Sofik drabonon, you normally go lekula. But since I say the sandwich is not such a grace of tircha, it's not such a grace of tircha to lean to the side when drinking arba kaisis, we do a seva for all four kaisis. That's the first Teretz. Velinera says the Ran. He says no. Normally we say Sofer Drabban Lekula. Over here, we can't apply this Kala Sofer Drabban Lekula. What do you want to do? You want to make it on the first two cases? Who says? You want to make it on the last two cases? Make it on the last two cases. You want to make it on all four cases and not Talin at all? Oike Mitzvah Seba Legamri is the Lashon of the Ran. You've done away with the Mitzvah Seba. So you can't apply the Kala Sofer Drabban Lekula. To go to Kula and say, oh, I'm not going to leave for the first two cases, I can't do, because why should I go to Kula on these two? On the last two cases, why should I go to Kula on the last two cases? To go to Kula totally and not Talin at all, I'm left with no Mitzvah Seba. And his Lashon is Oiker Mitzvahs Heseba Legamri. You've totally uprooted the Mitzvah Seba. So I can't go to Kula. That's the Kash of the Ran and the Tutsuritsum of the Ran. The second Teretz needs an explanation. The Ran says, we can't apply the Kala Sofer Drabban Lekula, because then I'm left with no Mitzvah Seba. That's not true. So you won't lean by Arba Kaisers, but I've still got a Seba by Matzah. So why can't I say Sofer Drabban Lekula? What does the Ran mean when he says, Oike Mitzvah Seba Legamri? If I would apply the Kala Sofer Drabban Lekula, I would have left no Mitzvah Seba. I would. I'd have a Seba by Matzah. What's the parents of the Ram? What's Pshat? We'll shelve that question for the moment, and hopefully we'll come back to it. The Rambam, when he brings down the Mitzvah Seba, he says as follows. He says, V'eimosai tzrichin Seba. This is Hilchos Chometz U'Matzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Zayin. V'eimosai tzrichin Seba. When does a person need to lean? V'shaz achilas kezayis matzah. When a person eats kezayis matzah, you need to lean. U'b'shtiyas arba kaisos, when a person drinks the arba kaisos, a person has to lean. V'shaz achilas u'shtiyosai. What about the rest of Leila Seda? A person sitting there, eating their beautiful Shulchan Aruch, beautiful Soda, they need to lean. Says the Rambam, v'shaz achilas u'shtiyosai, im heisel harezim ashubach. If a person leans, harezim ashubach, they're praiseworthy. They still will get a mitzvah of mitzvahs haseba. Matzah, a person is chayev to lean. Arba kaisos, you're chayev to lean, says the Rambam. The rest of the achil and shtiyah leila seda, if a person leans, one gets a mitzvah. This Rav, Mechadusha Imoran agrees, is medayik from this Rambam. He says, we have seen from this Rambam how the Rambam understood the mitzvah of seba. Chazal, when they told us to lean on leila seda, they told us there's an independent mitzvah called mitzvah haseba. There's mitzvah of matzah, there's mitzvah arba kaisos, and Chazal said, when you eat the matzah, be mekayem mitzvah seba. But it's an independent mitzvah. It's not a package deal. It's not part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah. It's an independent mitzvah that you're mekayem at the time when you eat the matzah. And therefore, when you eat Shulchan Aruch, if a person leans, you get a mitzvah seba. When you eat matzah, you lean, you get, so to speak, in Shemayim, two ticks. One tick for the mitzvah of matzah, or one tick for the mitzvah of seba. When you eat Shulchan Aruch, you'll get the one tick for the mitzvah of seba. What would be the halacha according to the Rambam if a person forgot to lean? A person eats matzah, they eat the kezayis matzah, the chol proter b'dik duker, and they munch through it, and they realize, oh yeah, I forgot to lean. They have to eat again. Says the Biskrov, no. Why? Because there's no chisor in the mitzvah of matzah. Mitzvah's matzah yom ha'kayim. You didn't get a second tick from mitzvah seba. That's an independent mitzvah. You didn't get that tick. But I can't be mechayev you to eat matzah again because of that.
Again.
When you eat again your second time matzah, would that be a mitzvah matzah?
No.
It's like eating a piece of kulu. Yeah, you'll have mitzvah lean. Yeah.
Okay.
The same, but you can't mechayev to eat matzah again. Mitzvah matzah, there was no chisaron in your mitzvah matzah whatsoever. Therefore, I can't obligate a person to go and eat matzah again.
Yeah, but the leaning.
Go and take another a piece of kulu and lean.
Eating the matzah belongs to the leaning, you can't just lean.
Matzah doesn't belong to the leaning. It's an independent mitzvah, which Chazal said you're obligated to do it when you eat matzah. You're obligated when you eat drink avokasis. But it remains an independent mitzvah, which is why, when you eat Shulchan Aruch, you lean. If you forgot to lean, I'm not going to mechayev eating matzah again, because mitzvah matzah, you're mechayev. If you love matzah so much, and you're prepared to eat another kezayis leila seda, tell me where you're getting matzahs from. That is Shittas HaRambam. The Rosh argues. The Rosh says, if a person eats matzah, or drinks arba kaisos, and they forget to lean, says the Rosh, you have to go back and eat again. You have to go back and drink arba kaisos again. That's Shittas HaRosh. Vaisley, says the Risker of, the Rosh understood, mitzvah seba, different to the Rambam. The Rosh understood when Chazal told a person to lean, they made it part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah. Part and parcel of the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis. Therefore, if a person forgot to lean, you have him mekayim mitzvah matzah. You have him mekayim mitzvah Arba Kaisis. You've got to eat again. You have to drink again. The Rambam understood it's an independent mitzvah with your mekayim, even when you eat shulchan aruch, and therefore if you forget to lean, you wouldn't go back again. The Rosh understood it as a mitzvah that Chazal Mesachin is part of the mitzvah of matzah, part of Arba Kaisis, and if you forget to lean, you have to go back and eat again. That's Machlokes Rambam and Rosh. How to understand the mitzvah of a seiba. With this in mind, let's look at another halach in the Gemara. The Gemara carries on. The Gemara says, Talmud lifnei rabbi, a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, doesn't lean. It says, well, why not? Because Moir Rabbah. He has fear of his Rebbe. Now, what I teach in yeshiva, almost all English bochum, they come home, they eat the seder by their parents. So this halach is not so applicable, but the Americans, it's a longer journey from Eretz Yisrael across the Atlantic. Some of them don't go home. They stay in Eretz Yisrael and they go eat Seder. They have Leila Seder by the Rebbe. They sit down by the Rebbe Leila Seder. The halacha is, they don't lean. Why? Because Moira out of fear for your Rebbe. So they would eat their matzah, sitting straight, drink their abakasis, without his saber. That's the halacha, that's what the Gemara says. After Rebbe Chanan Vassman in Kovat Ta'aris, with Zion based by the Sugi of Aseh Doicheles Aseh. That's a beautiful kash. He says, in Kol HaTorah Kula, nowhere do we find, neither by Mitzvah Doraisa or Mitzvah Dorabonon, that Moira Rabbah, fear for your Rebbe, will override another mitzvah. He brings as well the mitzvah of Kibbut Av, which a son in front of his father does lean, because we assume his father has been Moichel, but if his father wouldn't be Moichel, then he wouldn't lean. So you see that Kibbut Av also overrides the mitzvah of Seba. How could that be, he says? How could it be that a Talmud sitting in front of his Rebbe, who has Moira Rabbah, fear for his Rebbe, that fear overrides the mitzvah of Seba that he wouldn't lean? You don't find that in Kol HaTorah Kula. If a Rebbe tells his Talmud to go and do something which contravenes a halach in the Torah, would he listen to his Rebbe? Definitely not. You listen to Rabbeinu Shleino. So you don't find Moir Rabbah overrides any mitzvah. So how could it be over here? The Gemara says that Talmud defunct his Rebbe doesn't lean. What's pshat? Rabbi Chanan leaves as a kasha. He has a suggestion that he leaves off as a kasha. Now we understand the mitzvah say according to Rosh and the Rambam. Let's feed it through. According to the Rosh, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah say was an independent mitzvah on its own. It's a mitzvah seba, which you're obligated to perform when you eat matzah. But it remains a mitzvah on its own. Then the kasha is not such a good kasha. Why? Because Chazal just weren't masakh on the mitzvah seba by a Talmud in front of his Rebbe. There's no clash over here between having fear for your Rebbe and the mitzvah seba. They just didn't institute the mitzvah seba when a Talmud is sitting in front of his Rebbe. If a Talmud has to spend Leila Seda with his Rebbe, there's no mitzvah seba, there's no clash between the two that Moira overrides the mitzvah seba. But according to the Rambam, the mitzvah seba is part and parcel of the mitzvah matzah, and it's a chelik from the Kuntz Rosh, it's part of the matzah, and it's part of the Arba Kaisis, then we have a problem, because the Moira, it's a chelik of the mitzvah Arba Kaisis and Achilles Matzah, and the Moira of the Rebbe is going to override this mitzvah. That's the Kasha B'chon. How could it be? You don't find that in Korat Torah Kura. So what's Peshat in the Gemara? So I teach in Yeshiva's Torah Schaim, and the Rebbe together with me is Eli Duna, originally from Stamford Hill, and he said a beautiful Peshat. He said, the mitzvah of Heseba, what is the mitzvah of Heseba? Why are Chazal Masachin has to lean on Leila Seder? It's a siman of chirus. It's a siman of freedom. We went out of Mitzrayim and became Bnei Chayim. You tell a person sitting in front of his Rebbe to lean. It's the exact hepuch, it's the opposite of the mahus of the mitzvah. He just can't do it. I remember when I was a bocha, Nosson Zwiesel in the Mir, used to give a chabura on Friday afternoon after Mincha, a vat for the English boys. And we used to go into the Shiva's house, and he always had a beaming smile on his face. And we knew already from his good Shabbos afterwards, he'd go on each bocha, how he had cared for the bocha, how he loved the bochum. And you felt very much the warmth coming out of the Rosh Shiva. Nobody sat back on their chair. With all that warmth generated in the room, everyone still sat on the edge of their chair. No one sort of reclined back and crossed their legs and relaxed like we do by Seba. Because it's the Metzias is a Talmud in front of his Rebbe. It's just not possible for him to be Mekayem Mitzvah of Heseba, because Heseba represents Chemos. He just can't do that. Call it together honest if you like. Therefore, Rabbi Chanan asked, how could it be that Moir Shemayim overrides the mitzvah of a seba? It's not Pshat overrides it. It's just not Shaykh to be praying the mitzvah when you're sitting in front of your Rebbe. The mitzvah of a Talmud in front of his Rebbe is that I just now can't feel the chayrus of the mitzvah of seba. Therefore, the mitzvah of seba doesn't apply to Talmud near Rabbi. That would be the way to understand Rabbi Chanan's kasha, both according to the Rambam's understanding of mitzvah of seba that's an independent mitzvah, and according to the Rosh's understanding that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah and arba kaisis.
That's only because you're defining chayrus as me being free to do whatever I like. But if you say the definition of chayrus is to be mekayim the Torah, then I have to do what the Torah says. And if that's what the Torah says, that's the definition of chayrus, is to be meisiv in front of your Rebbe, even though your personal feelings don't go with that.
There's a touch more hesel, which I didn't say, and that is that the Talmud doesn't want to do something which the Rebbe feels that is not nice for the Rebbe. And if by him leaning in front of the Rebbe, it would not be nice for the Rebbe, then he would want to do it mitzvah the Rebbe. And the right is that if the Rebbe is moichel, then the Talmud does go and lean. That sort of puts the Talmud at ease. Therefore, he would be able to go and lean then.
I mean, you could still argue that the Rebbe should be pleased that the Talmud is being Mekayim, whatever it says in Shulchan Aruch.
I assume Rebbe will be Meichel.
Ein lecho ben chorin, and Misha
is
Sebat Torah.
You're right, and the Rebbe will be Meichel, but till the Rebbe is Meichel, the Metzias is that the
Talmud... No, he doesn't need to be Meichel.
Because
that's halacha, that's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to be Meisim in front of his Rebbe, and therefore that's what the halacha says. So therefore you're doing what the Torah says.
See,
that's Chayrus.
Your person who...
It's supposed to be the definition of Chayrus.
So Oisk Abed mentioned that all the problem with the Torah define your own Hergeshim and everything. There are other people in the world, like young Tommy Dim, but they haven't yet reached that stage. And the Torah knew that at the time of the front of Rebbe, in Matthias, he sits there with fear from his Rebbe, and therefore he wouldn't be able to recount the mitzvah. They took that into account. They said, no, you don't have to leave until the Rebbe's Meichel. Once the Rebbe's Meichel, that will set you at ease, then you can recount the mitzvah. How can the
Rebbe be
Meichel? If he can be Meichel, and therefore he sets the Talmud at ease, and now the Talmud is able to recount the Seva, then why not? I'll tell you, as long as it's time to make the mitzvah seba. Let's go back to the Rambam. We now understand how the Rambam understands a seba independent mitzvah. We understand how the Rosh mitzvah seba is. It's part and parcel of matzah and abakasis. How did the Ran understand mitzvah seba? And if you look in the Ran, there's no indication if a person gets to lean, would they go back and eat again? If the Ram would tell us like the Rosh that when you forget to lean, you have to go back again, we'd understand. He was like the Rosh. If he would say not, then we'd understand like the Rambam. He doesn't say anything. However, we can take out of this Ram, we said, Sofik Darabon Lakuna, we can take out of there what the Ram holds. The Ram asked the question, why do we lean by all other places? Sofik Darabon Lakuna, and therefore you don't lean, you shouldn't lean. Answered the Ram, no, when should I go Lakuna? The first two, the last two at all? So we ask the question, what does the Ram mean, you've uprooted the whole mitzvah seba. You're still left with a seba by matzah. So don't lean by abakos, you've got matzah. The Torah says, if you hold like the Ram, it's an independent mitzvah, then yes, you're left with a seba by the matzah. Therefore, the Ram does not move on, it's not understood. But if the Ram held like the Rosh, that a seba is part and parcel of the mitzvah of matzah and abakos, so very nice, you're going to be left with matzah, with a seba by matzah, but that's a seba which is part of the mitzvah of matzah. That's not a seba which is part of the mitzvah of arba kaisis. Cosmetically and externally, that may look like the same maisa haseba, but that's a different mechayev. That's a different type of a seba. According to the Rambam, it's the same mitzvah haseba going through Leila Seder, both by matzah, both by arba kaisis, both by shulchan aruch. It's one mitzvah haseba, the same mitzvah. According to the Rosh, and according to the Rambam we're suggesting, it's a mitzvah haseba which is part of the mitzvah of matzah. It's a mitzvah say which is part of the mitzvah of Arba Kaisus, and one is not no connected to the other. Externally, you're performing what looks to be the same maisa mitzvah, the same action, but that's part of the mitzvah of matzah. This is a say which is part of the mitzvah of Arba Kaisus. And therefore, the Ran says, if you say Sawdaban Lakula, you'll be Oikum mitzvah seba Lagamri, totally got rid of the mitzvah seba. Yes, Oikum mitzvah seba Lagamri of Arba Kaisus. Yes, you left the seba by matzah, but that's a different seba. That's not the seba of Arba Kaisus. Therefore, it would appear that the Ran holds, the Ran understood, when Chazal told us the mitzvah of Haseba, he understood it like the Rosh, that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis and mitzvah Chilas Matzah. Therefore, we have Shittas HaRambam, that Haseba is an independent mitzvah. We have Shittas HaRosh, that it's part and parcel of the mitzvah Haseba, a mitzvah of Arba Kaisis and Matzah. And we have Shittas HaRam, and the Ran holds like the Rosh. It's part of the mitzvah of matzah, and part of the mitzvah of arba kaisis, and therefore the Ram would hold If a person eats matzah or drinks arba kosis and they forget to lean, they would have to go back and do it again. With this understanding in the Ram, we can answer another kasha of the Mishnah Melech. Not too long ago was Purim. Geula Ligeula, still holding that time span. A city was surrounded with a wolf. Mishua Benon reads the Megillah on
15
Tesvav. Every other city reads the Megillah on Yudalit. Says the Gemara Megillah Daf Herma Beis. There was a town called Hutzal. And of Asi in Hutzal, he read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th. Why? Hutzal was a town. There was a Sofi. Was it surrounded by war? Was it not surrounded by war? Therefore, he read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th. That's what the Gemara says. Says the Ram. Halacha l'maisa, says the Ram. If a person has a city, and they're not sure whether it's surrounded by a wall or not, they should read the Megillah on the 14th. And then, when you come to the 15th, I've got a sofik, maybe I was mekayim my mitzvah yesterday, and kriyas ha-Megillah is a mitzvah d'rabbonon, and the klal by sofik d'rabbonon is you go l'kula, therefore you don't read the Megillah again on the 15th. You read on the 14th, Sofi Drabon Lukula when it comes to the 15th, if I don't read again. Ask the Mishnah Melech, I don't understand. Maish no Megillah to Arba Kosis. When it came to Megillah, the Ran said, I've got a Sofik, therefore read on the 14th. Come on the 15th, there's a Sofi Drabon and go Lukula. He should say the same by Arba Kosis. Lean for the first two Kosis, then when you come to the last two Kosis, say Sofi Drabon Lukula, I don't lean again. It's the same person, the same Ran. Over there by Kriyas Megillah, he said, apply the Kal Sofi Drabon Lukula and don't read the Megillah again. And over here by Arba Kosis, he says, no, you can't apply the Kal Sofi Drabon Lukula, why not? Say the same, leave for the first two, Sofi Drabon Lukula, and then you don't leave for the last two. That is the kasha of the Mishnah Melech. It's what? So according to the first text, you're right. In the Ran, you wouldn't apply it. But according to the second text, what's Pshat?
It's not Eikah the whole Asay.
You know what?
You're not Eikah the whole Mitzvah.
What do you mean, Rakhla Mitzvah?
Because if I say that I only by the first two places, no one in the first one will by the second places. By Megillah, just one town. Just one town, you don't care about it.
You're saying the Mitzvah still stays in its place? Maskev, yeah. Enochanam. But the Eimet Brocha, which is Sefer Pomeranchik, is one of the few Sfarim that got our Skoma from the Biskarov for his Sefer. He was a younger man, he was a Talmud of the Biskarov, he was Nifta Young. He says as follows. He says, it's choluk, the mitzvah of Megillah, and the mitzvah of Arba Kosis. The mitzvah of Megillah, when you read Megillah on Yud Dalet, and you then come to Tesvav, it's the same kriyas of Megillah you read on Yud Dalet as you read on Tesvav. Therefore, by reading Megillah on Yud Dalet, I've now generated the sofik, maybe I'm a chuyuv today, maybe not. Therefore, solve that one, you go lukula. Masha'ikin, if you understand the round that he holds like the Rosh, that I say this part and parcel of matzah and other places. If so, he takes it a step further. He says, Heseba of case number one is different from Heseba of case number two, and number three, and number four. This Heseba, which is the first two cases, and this Heseba, which is part of the last two cases. It's hard to understand because externally you're doing the same action, the same maisa mitzvah Heseba, but since the mechayiv is that each individual case, it's an individual Heseba. Therefore, he says, when you lean for the first two cases, you can't come along and say, oh, I come to the last two places as Mekayim HaMitzvah Heseba. Like I say, by Matzah is different Heseba by Arba Kosis. Heseba by Arba Kosis, the first two places, is a different Heseba to the last two places. Therefore, be Shleim a Kriyas HaMegillah, you can read the Megillah on your Dalud. Come to Tesla and say, well, maybe my Kriyas HaMegillah yesterday was Mekayim HaMitzvah, Sofer Drabon Lekula. Mashiach, when you come to Arba Kosis, if you understand Heseba is part of the Mitzvah Arba Kosis, so when you did Heseba for the first two places, you were kind of it to them, that has no impact on the last two cases, because it's a different Heseba. It's a different mitzvah, it's part of the first two cases. That's why you can't say the Kana Sofa Drabon Lekula, which is why the Ran gives a different test, a Reikim Mitzvah Heseba Legamri. So it's only because we understand the Ran like the Rosh, that when Chazal told us the Mitzvah Heseba, they didn't put one general mitzvah across Leil HaSeder, but rather they made it part and parcel of each individual mitzvah on Leil HaSeder, that's why you can answer this chiddush between Megillah and Arba Kosis. That is the background for the mitzvah. Now let's go to the Shulchan Aruch and see how the Shulchan Aruch passes. In Tov Ayin Beis, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the halachos of mitzvah seba ha'yisvasi mekhanim. Tov Ayin Beis Zayin. Before Ayin, he brings down Tamar Pnei Rabbi in Zayin. And here we have a problem. The Mechaber starts off, Kol mi shetzorich ha'seba, im ocha v'shosa b'loy ha'seba, lo yotza. A person ate the matzah, they drank the full shiur of arba kosos. Oh, I forgot to lean. Passes the mechaba. Lo yotzi van yotzi v'tzorich lachse lecha v'lishos. You have to eat and drink again with a seba, which is shitas or rosh. See, I understood the mitzvah seba at the rosh. But the end of top ein beis, the Rebbe brings down lechatchila yosef kol hasuda. Lechatchila, a person should lean for the whole shulchan aruch, which is the lashon of the Rambam. So how do you understand mitzvah seba? Did you understand it like the rosh? It's a part and parcel of arba kosos. Or did you understand like the Rambam? It's an independent mitzvah. And the Torah says, with some of the Ramah brings in between. Oh, sorry, before that, there's another one called the Mishnah Berurah brings down. When a person eats matzah, the person, you have to go back and eat again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's true by any matzah except for afikoyman. Mishnah Berurah in Ois Chav Beis. He says, Miu b'afikoyman, im shokak le'ochre b'seba, if a person forgot to eat by a seba, lo yachzer yichlen, don't go back and eat again. Why? Do also lecha shtepo m'afikoyman. It's also to eat twice afikoyman. So Bishleim, according to the Rosh, what do you mean? I'm eating twice afikoman. My first achila without a seba wasn't a kiyum mitzvah afikoman. So what does the Mishnah mean? According to the Rambam, yeah, you eat twice afikoman. Because the first afikoman which you ate and you forgot to lean was still a kiyum mitzvah afikoman. You just didn't get the second tick by a seba. So it would appear the Mishnah Berurah understood, at least in the Ramah, like Shitzah Rambam. So I've got one black and white beginning of Zion, the Mechaba brings down like the Rosh. If you eat without a seba, you're not yotzer. At the end of the Zion, he brings down the Roshna Rambam, by Shulchan Aruch, you have to eat with a seba. And the Mishnah Berurah is a diet that afikoyman, you don't eat twice because you mekayem the mitzvah, which implies by the Rambam. So what's pshat? And the Torah says, the Ramah is choshish for both. Both for the Rosh, and both for the Rambam. That if he brings down the Rambam during Shulchan Aruch, a person, the chatchile, if they can, they should lean. And that's why afikoyman, according to the Rambam, you're already really mekayem the first time round. If you kind of twice afikoyman. However, he also brings the Rosh, it's chosh for the Rosh if you eat without a seba, you have to eat again. However, here he puts into the equation another shitta. There's shitta's Rav Yo. Rav Yo is one of the Rishonim. And Rav Yo said, Bizman hazeh, ein derech lehasib. It's not a derech. A person goes to Buckingham Palace and you're able to see Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, how she eats her chicken or her soda, whatever it is, the soda's matter, you will not find her reclining. Like in the olden days. Ain't there for the man is it? And therefore the Rav Yo held, there's no seba. Now we don't go with the Rav Yo. However, says the Ramah, when a person has a shaila, but the Yevad, you can be same on the Rav Yo. Therefore, Be'etzin, the Ramah held both, he was chosh for the Rambam and for the Rosh. So even though the Rosh says when a person eats that seba, you have to go back and eat again, that's only where there's no shaila. But if you got the shaila, ayon afikoimim, we'll be saying on the Rav Yo. Why? Sofik, whether you hold like the Rosh or the Rambam. And even if you hold like the Rosh, you have to go back and eat again. But I've got the Rav Yo, that without a Savior, you're eating mitzvah today. And when it comes, let's say, between case number 3 and number 4, where you can't really drink again because of Moisif ala Kaisis, it's going to put you into a position of a Shaila. Even though I'm choshish for the Rosh, you have to go back. But I've got the Rav Yo. That this man is there. There is no mitzvah saver. Therefore, even without a Savior, you're yoter. So, Sofik, Rambam, Rosh, and then let's throw the Rav Yo into the equation. I'm not going to go back again. But where your stam matzah, or your first two kosos, where you're allowed to drink more arba kosos, I'm choshish for the Rosh, if you drank without a seba, you should have to drink again. And over there, taka, if you can, you should go back and you should drink arba kosos again, without a seba, with a seba, and you should eat your kazayis matzah again. That is shittas harambam and shittas harosh. Just to recap, we mentioned the machlokes Rambam and Rosh, how to understand the mitzvah seba. We explained that the Ran, we extrapolated from his terrors of Oikim Mitzvah Seba Legamri and not applying the cloud of Sofid Rabban Lukula, he must hold like the Rosh. We've come to the Shulchan Aruch, we've seen what appears to be a contradiction in the Halacha Tofa and Beis Zayin, that he brings down both Shitza Rosh and the Rambam. We said he was choshish for both Shittas, but together with the Rav Yo, it's only when there's no Shaila of repetition of doing the Mitzvah again, that's when a person should go back and eat the Mitzvah, and do the Mitzvah again. Shtakol B'Zoicha. So the Gula Shleimah, the Mekan, the Mitzvah, the Chayus, and the Nechem, and the Zvachim, and the Psochim, and the Shleimah, and the Kodesh, and the Hevi, and the Hevi.